This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Surfer Folk Alliance Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm here with Noah Zacharin, who is one of the artists showcasing at the Chattanoogan Hotel. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Nice to be. It's wonderful to be in this beautiful space.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit about your musical influences.
I've been playing a long, long time, so I have many influences. I started playing guitar when I was 9 years old and started listening to old folk music and off of a four record set of called American Folk Singers and Balladeers that my parents had. And so that was my first taste of Doc Watson and my first taste of Mississippi John Hurt and Mike Seeger. And those three in particular were such big influences on shaping me as a musician from my early age. And then just listening to other things, John Fahey and Ralph Towner started to broaden my harmonic palette. And bluegrass, country music, and listening to all the big, and Reverend Gary Davis was a huge influence.
Oh, yeah.
I loved his music. I don't play anything like him. I never really tried to emulate it, but just the vibe and the depth of his playing. Yeah. So things I listen to, and then I listen to classical music. I listen to birds. All right. I love the sounds. I love silence. I love the sounds of wind going through the trees. So they're all in the
in the mix.
Yeah.
So how would you describe your music?
Well, I don't. And I know it's sort of disingenuous to do that, but I listen and love all kinds of music, so I've never really identified wholly with any particular genre of music. Right. I'm a songwriter, I'm a musician, I'm a guitar player, I'm an appreciator of music of all sorts, and of sounds of all sorts. I'm an inveterate collector of sounds. Have plans to do another record that uses a lot of ambient sound, animal sounds and voices, things that I've picked up scavenging around with my fancy little iPhone.
When is that due to come out?
Well, when am I due to start it is really the question. I for a long time had a home studio that I loved working in. I worked in a number of different formats, and then when everybody went to computer, I got rid of my DA88s, which I loved, and I just never felt comfortable recording onto computers. So it's been about 10 years since I decommissioned the DA88s, and I haven't really been recording a lot at home. I record my records now in other studios, but when I get back from this tour, I'll be working with a friend of mine who's a wonderful engineer. He's going to help me set it up, because I have all the gear, I have all the outboard gear at home.
Right.
I have nice microphones that I used to use. I just don't have any. I haven't got
a new platform.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that, and then I think that'll be the first project. It's getting used to the programs, and I have a backlog of instrumental music, and I'll start doing that. And
great.
And I'll listen to voices. I have voice messages from my late parents. I have voice messages from other people. I have sounds of my cat.
Wow.
So I want to mix it all and make it very personal but accessible. So that'll be. So I think you asked me how I describe my music. I just love sounds. I was, when I was driving down here, I had the top open for a little while, and I was just listening to the sound of the highway, and then there was some kind of whistling going on because part of my fender is coming off because I backed into a pillar. And then every time a truck would pass me, there was a different music that was coming on. So I recorded a lot of that, and a buddy of mine wants me to make a record called Road Noise, and I'm thinking about using that sort of as a subliminal underneath other things that are going on. But just the way sounds are. I remember there was a big blackout in Eastern North America. I think about 12 years ago, and I remember sitting in the backyard and everybody was turning on their radios. And I could sense the fear that they had of the silence, because the silence isn't silence.
Yes.
I was sitting there with my gal, and I said, listen to all of the sounds there. And you could hear little birds, or you could hear insects, or people making noise, or opening a bag of potato chips, and just we're surrounded by it. So defining, noise as
So how it occurs to you.
Yeah, it's, they're sounds. You know, I hear sounds. So I love all kinds of music. I never said I'm a folk guy. I'm not a blues guy. I'm not a jazz guy. I just play music. I happen to have certain skills, and I happen to have a guitar in my hands. So that's what I do. But I love beautiful sounds wherever they come from.
So tell us about the song you're going to play for us.
Apropos the song, it's kind of appropriate that I'm wearing a faded blue denim shirt. I have a lot of, you asked me about my early influences, so having started listening to music and playing before I was 10, a lot of my influences and people that I look up to have passed away, and they've been doing it with alarming frequency in the past 5-10 years. You never think that's going to happen, and you always hear about old men saying, well, all my friends are dead. And it's just an idea that doesn't really have any weight until your friends start to die. And I consider a lot of my musical icons friends. I was friends with Leonard Cohen, so his passing.
Right.
I'd met Jesse Winchester, so his passing hurt me a lot. And so Guy Clark passed away a couple of years ago, and I was really... I appreciated his music. I appreciated his skills as a craftsman. I loved his place in the panoply of Texas songwriters. How people would make a pilgrimage. Steve Earle would come down and say,
right,
"Who do you got to meet?" Well, I got to meet Guy Clark. And so I was in I have an off-grid cabin in the north of Ontario, and I go there not to be around people, but there's a few people that I'm friendly with, and there's a fellow up there who does a jam at his house every week. And I'd avoided it for a long time, and then I felt he's a big supporter of music and he's a good guy. And so I started driving out there, and it was dark, and I was listening to the radio station, and they were talking about Guy Clark in the past tense, and immediately I said not him, not
right.
Him too. So they went on, and of course he passed away the day before, and I got to Dave's place, and I said, Dave, Guy Clark's gone, and there's so much work to be done. And as a songwriter,
there you go.
That was the moment. Yeah, so I said, well, that's it, So, and everyone who lives with or is associated with songwriter knows that. So it's a dual personality, that corporeally we're here, but sometimes we're somewhere very, very far away. And so I knew I would have to hold on to that. And
so that make it into the song?
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. The title of it is So Much Work to Be Done.
Yay.
And then there's a lot of other details that really just actually happened before I left this place. He went up, he said, before you go, I got to show you this. And he brought me down this dobro that he had up in the attic that had belonged to his father. I don't play dobro, but I'm familiar enough with stringed instruments,
right,
that I played a few chords and I got some ideas. I said, Dave, I got to go. And I went home, and everything about it is pretty literally true.
Cool, let's hear it.
Yeah, and it's called So Much Work to Be Done. This whiskey made it through the winter. It's still got a bite. And I lift one to the master. Farewell, farewell, good night. Too many losses for my fingers. Hands can't steady anyone. Here on Crumbling Mountain, there is so much work to be done. I was driving my particular darkness. The radio voice placed them in the past. And the whole world dimmed a little. Texas stars at half-mast. Can't blame the constellations, the spirit or the sun. On a one-lane road of moonlight, there is so much work to be done. here. No pistol pony wife or kid, but I got a sweet cabin and a guitar from Austin. And what little good I did. Do that one again. Well, I don't have much to hold me here. No pistol pony wife or kid, but I got a sweet cabin and a guitar from Austin. What a little good I did. And if I get another morning, I'll know it by the sun. Angling in on a whisper, there is so much work to be done. Stetson had a chisel, a pencil, and a grin. A master with a job, don't ask how or why. He just asks what, when. So play it on your daddy's dobro, or fire off a 21 gun. There's salt in the Rio Grande. There is so much work to be done. There's so much work to be done.
You just might have a masterpiece there.
Thank you, Dave.
Texas Stars at Half Mast.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing your music with us.
Thank you for inviting me. Nice to see you.